As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've been listening to what this man has said. He joins us right now, and he's been very, you know, calmly saying, hey, guys, There's no guarantee Tom Thibodeau is back. They're going to have meetings. They're going to talk about it. And we'll see. And I listened very carefully to him, and I said, wow, they may not bring him back. Mm-hmm. And on this Tuesday, they didn't bring him back. Ian, who's done a great job with SNY, thank you very much for coming on. Your initial reaction to the Knicks' decision to move on from Tom Thibodeau?
You know, Evan, even with all that, I'm still surprised just because a couple reasons. The body of work, which we all know about. But really, the second reason is that extension, which I think has yet to kick in, more than $30 million guaranteed there. And I just thought that given the progress year over year, despite the lack of going where they wanted to go, and that money, I just thought at the end of the day they would say, you know what, let's see what happens this year. We'll ride it out one more year, then we'll make a change. But clearly this was I was wrong about that guess. And the whatever happened at these meetings, pardon me, guys.
No, I was going to say, maybe the sphere is just raking in the cash for Dolan so he doesn't have to worry about the $30 million. But I don't want to say Dolan because I don't think it was Dolan. I think it was Leon Oswald. Let's just answer that question for us. Who made this decision?
Sure. You know, I would say this. It's Leon Rose's decision. James Dolan's the owner, so he has to okay it, especially when you're talking about that amount of money that you owe somebody. And so I could say that in the past, there were a couple instances over Tom Thibodeau's coaching tenure where, you know, it was clear that, you know, something was amiss, right? And there was one where Jim Dolan gave Leon Rose the green light to make a change if he felt like he needed to make a change. At that point, Leon Rose stuck with Tom Thibodeau. Twice he stuck with Tom Thibodeau, was not going to change the head coach. So that tells you that something was different now, and whatever changed that unwavering support, I think, is part of what led to this decision today. Because it was Leon Rose's decision. It's just something that the owner signs off on.
Okay, because that's very important, because I know that there are going to be many Knicks fans, and they're going to be split on the decision, obviously, but they trust Leon Rose, and why wouldn't they? The guy's been here for 5 years. He's turned the franchise around. There is still a lack of trust for the owner because of the past, and the past is a long time ago, but he was very handsy a long time ago. You can confidently tell Knicks fans this was a Leon Rose decision to move on from Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, I could say I want to say it this way, because I don't know 1,000% that Leon was banging the table, but I do want to say this.
Yeah,
it does not happen without Leon Rose's full support. Doesn't happen. No, regardless of how they came to it, what percentage it was, this guy, that guy, whatever. It's not going to happen without Leon Rose's full support.
When you,
if Leon Rose didn't fully support it, he would have been fired too.
Gotcha. All right, makes sense. We're talking to Ian Begley. The decision to change the starting lineup in the middle of the Eastern Conference Finals, now that Tom is gone, it's popping into our head. Did that decision even come from Tom? Was the front office kind of telling Tom Thibodeau we have to change some things throughout the postseason, or is your reporting and interpretation that those were truly Tom Thibodeau decisions?
You know, if they did influence that decision, it would be a big departure from how things happened, unfolded previously for Thibodeau and the Knicks. Everything was ultimately his call. There were some suggestions made that some were ignored. Maybe others were not ignored, but regardless of the outside influence, everything was ultimately his call. So I have to assume that nothing changed there, and the lineup change was ultimately his call. It was clear something needed to change because the starters had been outscored by 50 points combined in the postseason, and they were down 0-2. So right. Backs against the wall, you know, I think anybody would make a change no matter how married you are to that starting five.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the plus-minus of the starting five. It was one of the worst in the postseason of all the teams, even the ones that had been eliminated. But when you talk about the players, do you have any idea, any indication, other than what I think Josh Hart put something out, but what is their thought on this? Or what speculation would you have on their thoughts on this, given how tight they seem to Tom Thibodeau?
I mean, yeah, you heard Jalen Brunson after game six, right? Mm-hmm. Unequivocally supporting Tom Thibodeau, saying essentially it was a ridiculous question to even ask.
Right.
But Tiki, I mean, you know this, right? Like, if you go into any locker room, you're going to find a faction of guys that don't like the head coach. And so that's just true, at least of any NBA locker room. And so you could find that in the Knicks locker room if you wanted to. So I don't want to say, you know, that everybody's kind of broken up over this. I'm
right.
Sure some of the players are not. But there were guys who rode with Tom Thibodeau. But I think even in an honest moment with those guys, they would probably agree with the idea that, hey, we may need a new voice here to get over the hump. You know, we love Tom Thibodeau. We love what he did here, what he's done here. We believe in him, but at the same time, they would probably agree with that idea that a new voice could be needed.
We've seen in the NBA, star players are at least consulted on these kinds of decisions. Do you think Jalen Brunson was ever consulted on this decision?
I don't think that. My assumption is the Knicks, because of the relationship there, Leon Rose, basically a family to Jalen Brunson, I just don't think they would put him in that position. I don't think they would. And I don't think Jalen Brunson would be comfortable in that position, you know, having a voting share, so to speak, into Tom Thibodeau's fate because of his relationship with Tom Thibodeau. If my guess would be that they, sure, you're gonna maybe take his temperature a little bit, but you're not gonna put anything on him in a definitive sense because you don't want to put him in that position, particularly because of the organic nature of the relationships here. It's not just that he was coached by him for the last few years; they've known each other forever.
I want to go back to something you said at the top. We're talking to Ian Begley, that there were other kind of times during Thibodeau's run here where the green light was given if they wanted to make a change. One that jumps out at me is missing the playoffs in year two. That seems kind of like, okay, yeah, they went backwards. Maybe they fire the coach. What were the other kind of moments in time where there was a green light for them to change and remove Tom Thibodeau?
You know, Evan, you're going to remember one of these because it was the year that they missed.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The playoffs, but it was at the All-Star break, and I think the game before the All-Star break, your Brooklyn Nets came in and destroyed the Knicks, if I'm remembering correctly, and it was Cam Thomas going crazy in the Garden.
Very pleasant memory. Thanks for bringing that up.
Of course. I figured I'd make you smile. Yeah. So that was the game before the break. A few games prior, they had been just non-competitive in some of those games. So I was told that at that point, Leon Rose had the green light to make a decision. He decided to stick with Tom Thibodeau. That decision then obviously bore fruit because of how things have played out over the last few years. The other instance that I know of is I believe the Knicks started 10-13 one season. I want to say it was Jalen Brunson's first year in New York. And the idea was, hey, they had gotten blown out by OKC and Dallas, I think, and they were facing Cleveland on a back-to-back at home. And I thought if they lost that game, you know, changes were coming, and I'm pretty sure that's accurate. But they won the game, and if, I don't know if you remember, Tom Thibodeau took Derrick Rose and Evan Fournier out of the rotation, put Quentin Grimes in. Mm. They kind of took off from there, surprisingly, and it went how it went. But that was another time where things were kind of teetering.
Yeah. Ian, we would think that when you make a move like this, team that is viable enough to get to the Eastern Conference Final, maybe there's even championship viable because of the stars that they have on this roster, you would think that ownership, or Leon Rose in this case, would have someone in mind. So as we start to think forward, who are the likely candidates?
I mean, if you just logically, you connect dots, right? Johnny Bryant, associate head coach with the Knicks, was brought here. It was not part of the Thibodeau, you know, kind of coaching tree. So it was outside of Thibodeau, that hire. And, he went to Cleveland, and now he's a finalist for Phoenix. So logic tells you that he's at least being discussed. Again, it's so fresh that Mike Malone is like an obvious name that's out there. I hadn't heard that like was their obvious, you know, candidate, right, if this were to happen. And so I wonder, look, college, I don't think Jay Wright would be the answer. I don't think that would happen. And, you know, sometimes, like, you've seen it, Evan, because you know the league, like, surprising things happen over the course of an offseason where, like, coaches may become available that we don't even know about for whatever reason. And so, you know, maybe that you wait that out. That's why I don't think, like, and we're getting an answer tomorrow about who the Knicks' next head coach is. Obviously, they have ideas of where they could go and would like to go, but I think that maybe you let it play out a little bit and you see where things go.
So it's not as if they fired Tibbs with an eye on someone. They just made the decision, we don't think we can get to the next level with Tibbs, let's move on, and we're going to go on an open search to find his replacement.
I think there's a search. I think there's ideas of where they could go, but I just don't, like, specifically with Mike Malone, I just don't think, like, that was ever seen as, like, all right, well, we could definitely get rid of Tibbs and hire Mike Malone because he's out there. I don't think that specifically was the case. So I say that to say, like, I don't think there's an obvious available coach that's like a layup that's going to be hired tomorrow.
Do you think experience is going to be a big deal? We've gone through some of the coaching changes over the years that's led to championships, whether it's Ty Lue replacing David Blatt or it's Steve Kerr replacing Mark Jackson or Nick Nurse in Toronto. And so you don't necessarily need experience, as those examples show you. Yeah. Do you get a vibe from Leon and the crew that they're going to want experience, or they may be open to a Johnny Bryant and someone who hasn't done it at the NBA level before?
My read, and look, the conversations I've had, I'm not able to obviously pull that whole Knicks front office, you know how media friendly they are, but just my read and my conversations, I think probably experience matters here. And so that's why, you know, Johnny Bryant could be the guy. Maybe my read is off, but I think that just based on how everything has come to this point, I think experience will matter. And like you look at a Joe Mazzulla even, and that is, you know, you can make an argument there that, hey, he was the guy, they just didn't know about it. So maybe somebody's pounding the table, pointing at Mazzulla saying, hey, this is why we need Johnny. But I would guess ultimately it's more likely to be an experienced head coach than a first year head coach.
Yeah. Do we have any speculation of what's going to happen with Rick Brunson? Obviously his son is one of the great players in the game right now, and he's here, but he's not guaranteed to be back. We got a caller asked about it earlier. I said, he's going to have to earn his job regardless of who comes in here. But what do you think happens with that coach son dynamic?
Well, I think Rick also signed a multi-year extension. Obviously, that doesn't guarantee it job security, as we saw with Thibodeau. But I don't know. I could just give you like my read based on how things have gone. I think if anything were to happen there, it would be like I don't think you're going to fire Rick Brunson. I think it would be a joint decision if anything happened there. It's like, everybody decides that, hey, this is the way we want to go. And that's whether he stays or whether he decides to not stay. I think it would be, no one would force him out, would be my assumption just based on the dynamic.
We're talking to Ian Begley of SNY. Obviously, the big news today, the Knicks are moving on from Tom Thibodeau. And one of the early reactions I had to this is it reminded me of Girardi and the Yankees. The Yankees got to the ALCS. They're in the seventh game. They had made such great progress as an organization, and they moved on from him. His contract was running off, but they decided to move on from him. And I remember as the months went on, it was revealed that, they could have gone to the World Series, and they were still going to move on from Joe Girardi. So I ask you this with Tibbs. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals. They choked away game one. They easily could have gotten to the NBA Finals. If they did, and they lost to the Thunder like most people would have assumed they would have, do you think we'd be having the same conversation just a week and a half later? Like, they could have gone to the Finals and a change was still going to be made?
No, I really don't think so in my gut, because I think what happened with this Indiana series is the Tibbs flaws came to the surface in terms of not playing your bench in the course of the regular season and then kind of going to them when your back is against the wall, and they gave you something, but they didn't give you enough. And, I think that with that and with the loss of the series, you could see how the direction shifted when you're doing an autopsy in this thing. But if you get by Indiana, to me, I don't care what happens, it gets OKC. You're in the NBA Finals for the first time since 99, and you have a group that can all come back and easily grow together. I don't think that this decision gets made if they get to OKC.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned the players saying things. I've been on teams where coaches kind of don't listen to the players, and you very rarely see them come out and say something publicly. But when Mikal Bridges did that in the middle of the season, it kind of felt like an alarm bell. Did we just miss it? Like, we just miss the maybe behind-the-scenes strife that was going on there?
I don't think that particular statement, had big downstream effects, because I think in the aftermath of that, I know that Thibodeau and Bridges talked candidly about what Bridges said, and I think there was a feeling that you might, I think that it was taken out of context and Thibodeau was upset about it, but I think there was a clearing of the air there.
Got it.
And so the theme generally, did that contribute? Did the minutes contribute to the decision today? Probably, maybe, but I don't think specifically Mikal going out there publicly started the ball rolling to where we are today.
We're talking to Ian Begley. Obviously, they're going to hire a new head coach. We're going to see what they decide to do. We're going to see what the player's response is. But I also took this as they're probably not going to be able to make major moves with this roster, which we kind of assume just based on contract length, based on the lack of draft picks they have to offer in a trade. Do you look at this as a sign of they know they're committed to the core of this roster, so the only change they could make was a change in head coach?
I think that in a if a million dominoes fell in the right way, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, A, demanded a trade, B, demanded just to be traded to the Knicks, C, Milwaukee says, you've been great for us, we're going to send you where you want to go. Those three dominoes, which are unlikely, fell into place. I'm sure the Knicks would strongly consider, if not definitively, make that move and trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. But short of that, I can't see, like Durant, people talk about, I don't see that as a strong possibility at the moment. So I see what you're saying, Evan. More likely, you know, on the edges, maybe significant bench players, rotation players. But the easiest decision to make would be to fire the head coach. Again, if you're willing to pay him out his extension money, which obviously they were, that's the easiest change to make, as it always is in pro sports.
So one other thing, and look, for anyone who, Ian Begley does a great job, and I've been saying this for a few days, listen to what this man reports, because for days he said, it's no lock, this guy's coming back. Mm-hmm. So you do a great job. He also hosts The Putback, which is on the SNY YouTube channel. And one of the things you said earlier, and I want to go deeper into this, is that they had these meetings with top players, normal end-of-the-season meetings, and James Dolan was a part of it, and Leon Rose was a part of that. Is that normal? Is that like your typical end-of-season meetings, or were things handled differently this year because maybe they were trying to figure out if it's the right call to bring Tom Thibodeau back? Walk us through kind of that process.
Yeah, my knowledge, just having covered the league for several years, is usually the exit interview is conducted by executives, and it's with individual players, but it's the whole roster that comes in and conducts an exit interview with the leadership of the organization. I've heard of a couple instances where the coaches sit in on that exit interview, but I've heard a couple instances where they don't, and it's more normal that they don't. So that's the traditional, in my mind, exit meeting setup. This was not that, right? I mean, this was ownership. This was not every player on the roster. This was, you know, a select few players. This was the head coach being included in the postmortem analysis. And so this was a different setup, to my knowledge, than the traditional exit meeting that all teams have.
Yeah, last one for me, Ian. We haven't heard from Tom Thibodeau, no statement, anything like that, but what do you think his future is? He's 67 years old, so he's not the youngest, but do you think he wants to coach again, and do you think he will?
I think every head coach that has the confidence in themselves to get to this level thinks that they have another job in them. I think that's just the nature of the confidence you need to reach this level of your profession. Whether he gets another head coaching job or not, if I'm guessing, I would guess no. And that's not to disparage Tom Thibodeau, but if you look at how he landed here, it was the organic relationship between himself and Leon Rose, right, and William Wesley and everybody. And I don't know if he has that organic tie to another lead basketball executive with another team. You know, I think more likely scenario, a team needs to shore up its defense, and you bring Tom Thibodeau in that role that he had with the Boston Celtics, where he worked wonders with them defensively when they won a title. I think that would be more likely than him getting another head gig.
Yeah, it's amazing, but I completely agree with you. Last thought here. You mentioned Johnny Bryant. That's the logical one. To me, that just seems to make the most sense, that we end up with Johnny Bryant coming back to the Knick organization and running the show. If you had to guess right now on who the next head coach is, would it be him or would it be somebody else?
My guess is somebody else. My guess is somebody else. Look, clip that. kill me if I'm wrong. Destroy me. Old takes expose everything. But my guess right now would be somebody else.
Interesting. All right. Well, you're not going to be crushed, because I'm telling you, and I said this at the start of the show, because we were talking about Thibodeau's future. I said, people got to listen to Ian Begley. He's telling you this ain't a done deal.
Right.
Pay attention. They may move on from the coach. So I give you a lot of credit. I think you've been all over this. You've done great reporting, and we appreciate you making some time for us. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
I appreciate that, Evan. Thanks a lot, man. Always good to be with you guys. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Well, you got it.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.